6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Monday, July 14th, 2025 edition. Again, if you'd like to get the book, Christian Problem Solving by Rick Hughes, just text me, Rick, and I'll send you the link to his website. You can call him, you can email him, you can write him a letter, however you want to get a hold of him. I highly recommend getting this book. Christian Problem Solving. What is your mission in life? What is your calling? And I think you heard from the interview with Missy, her calling is to help people, to get people healthy. Vicky and I did a scan with her over the weekend. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do just 20 days of fat burn to get myself back into autophagy, to get myself firing again, rebuilding my cells from a cellular level, just to lose basically about 8 pounds. I've been averaging between 220 and 224, 225. My goal weight, if you go to the website truckerrandyhealth.com, August 27th of 2023, I hit my goal weight of 217. Well, I'm usually about 3 to 5, possibly 8 pounds over that, and kind of locked into that number. Vicky is going to get back on fat burning and lose some weight, and I said, you know what, I'm going to do it with her. That way I can cook the similar type of foods and portions. We can stop buying, for right now, tomatoes, butter, breads, things like that, and get into fat burn. I'm doing 20 days. She's going to do 40, and then we'll reassess and see where we're at from there. But basically, this is something that we are doing together, husband and wife. It's the best way to do it. Rod and Tracy Wheeler and many other couples have done it, and it's worked for them. It will work for you guys. Just call Missy. Just talk to her. Text me, Missy, and I'll send you the phone number. You can give her off as a call. Just talk to her. 269-964-4044. Give her a call. She doesn't bite. She's a really nice lady, and tell her what's going on in your life and have a conversation. Well, this morning, 8:03, MERS News Service sent me a breaking news alert. State Senator Sean McCann, a Democrat from Kalamazoo, is term limited. He can't go anywhere else in Lansing. He is the chair of the Senate Energy and Environment Committee and announced that he's going to run for the 4th Congressional District, seat currently held by Republican for a long time, Bill Huizenga, congressman for the 4th District. Now, the reason McCann announced as a Democrat he's going to run for this seat is because Bill Huizenga has been teasing about a run for the U.S. Senate next year against Mike Rogers. I know Dave Ageman's not going to be happy about this, but Huizenga believes that he can beat Rogers in a head-to-head primary election next year. Huizenga is a current congressman, supports Donald Trump's agenda, is voted for his One Big Beautiful Bill and others. Mike Rogers, a former congressman, He's been out of Washington for a long time. Well, McCann is thinking if Huizenga runs for the U.S. Senate against Rogers, he can't be on the ballot for the 4th congressional seat. That would be an open race to replace Huizenga. Republican-held district, 4th congressional district, has been getting actually a little closer to being almost 50-50. Well, here's the resume on the Democrat, McCann. 53 years old. He's worked with the Red Cross and other nonprofit community while serving 10 years as a Kalamazoo City Commissioner before becoming a state representative back in 2010. He served until 2014, 4 years, when he lost a state Senate seat by just 61 votes. He ran again in 2018, and he defeated Senator Margaret O'Brien in a rematch, and he beat her by 12,000 votes. So he's been a state senator since 2019. Now being term limited out in his third Democrat announcement, this is interesting, because in the Kalamazoo-based southwestern Michigan district, he's joining the 2024 nominee, Jessica Schwartz, and Diop Harris. Well, in 2024, Huizenga won the up-to-now reliable Republican seat 55-43%. But the Democrats have been putting more emphasis on winning the seat this upcoming cycle, particularly if the 8-term incumbent congressman, Huizenga, announces that he's going to run for the open U.S. Senate seat. Now, not having a very well-funded incumbent Republican running for re-election, well, that makes that seat now more like 50-50 because of Huizenga's name recognition, his money, the power of being the incumbent, winning it 55-43. Well, you take away his incumbency, you take away his money, you take away his name recognition, it becomes an open seat. Well, now the Democrats think they can win it. Another reason why, Kalamazoo County in particular has been trending Democrat in recent cycles. Well, families in southwest Michigan know what hard work looks like. But right now, that work isn't paying off like it should, thanks to the politicians we currently have in Washington who have left us behind only to give tax breaks to special interests and billionaires, said McCann. See, this is the Democrat talking point. They are hammering big time the One Big Beautiful Bill Act that Donald Trump signed into law on Independence Day is tax breaks to special interests and to billionaires. McCann went on to say, "Our families deserve a representative in Washington who works as hard as they do and who focuses on what matters to them. And that's why I'm running for Congress." Kind of interesting. Very, very, very interesting. Now, sideline to this story, another component to it is a very interesting announcement. A black man African-American, according to MERS News Service, federal law enforcement officer is running as a Republican in Michigan's 8th Congressional District. In other news, African-American federal law enforcement officer who grew up in Flint, Amir Hassan, announced this morning his candidacy for the Michigan 8th Congressional race. This is a highly competitive seat held currently by the Democrat U.S. Congresswoman Kristen McDonald Rivett of Bay City. Remember, Kristen McDonald Rivett was the Democrat state senator who was representing the 35th State Senate District. Well, last year, November 5th, 2024 election, she got elected to be a congresswoman to go to Washington, D.C., and has left that Senate seat in Lansing, the 35th State Senate District, vacant. Governor Gretchen Whitmer refuses to call a special election to fill that seat. Why? Because that area, that district, which is almost identical to the 8th Congressional District, has been leaning Republican. So this is a very interesting development. Governor Gretchen Whitmer refuses to call a special election for the 35th State Senate District because it's leaning Republican. Now, we have a black federal law enforcement officer who grew up in Flint going to challenge the freshman new congresswoman, Kristen McDonald Rivett. So there's going to come a point in time when they're going to have to fill that seat next year, possibly. So everybody in the 35th State Senate District is going to go without a state senator until next year's general election because Whitmer's refusing to call a special election. Well, let's take a look at this black Republican, former federal law enforcement officer, to see basically what his story is. Oh, we're going to get into it. Final segment to wrap this story up on the other side. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Amir Hassan announced this morning his candidacy for Michigan's Congressional District Number 8. This is a highly competitive seat currently held by first-term freshman Congresswoman Kristen McDonald-Rivett, Democrat of Bay City. She was the state senator that vacated the 35th State Senate District when she won the seat for Congress. Governor Gretchen Whitmer refuses to call a special election to basically fill that state Senate seat because the district is leaning Republican. Now we have a Republican, Hassan, a Navy veteran, who's been stationed in Italy, Guantanamo Bay, Asia, and later the Horn of Africa as an intelligence analyst. In his introductory video, he says, "Where I'm from, growing up in Flint, people have been trained to think Democrats are the good guys. But look around. Flint is what happens when your vote is taken for granted. The self-proclaimed America First patriot and conservative is also a Muslim, father of two daughters, and three sport high school athlete. The opportunity that Flint gave my grandparents no longer exists. As a direct result of decades of extreme and failed federal policies by a radical career politicians like Kristen McDonald-Rivett, I'm running to reverse these failures, to restore opportunity to mid-Michiganders and provide President Trump's opportunity agenda for working-class Americans to reinforce that in Congress." Folks, this is very interesting, because if you look at the demographics of the 8th Congressional District, you're going to be seeing basically a black veteran who's going to be running against this white lady Democrat who does not support President Trump's agenda. even though Donald Trump won that district, the 8th congressional district, Kristen McDonald Rivett, the Democrat, won the seat for Congress. But when I did the research this morning and looked at the results, she only won that with 50.5% of the vote. Her opponent, the Republican, barely lost. This guy running as a self-proclaimed America First patriot, black man, also happens to be a Muslim, which there is a large Muslim base in Flint now over the Flint water crisis. A lot of families moved out of their homes. A lot of Muslim population folks seized the opportunity, went in there, bought those homes up, fixed the water lines, and now have a large population base in Flint. Many are saying Flint is going to become the next Hamtramck. Hamtramck has replicated Dearborn, Michigan. Their populations are growing, and guess what? This guy is a Muslim and is going to run as a conservative America First Republican? Kristen McDonald Rivett may be a one-and-done freshman congressman. Especially if you look at the numbers Donald Trump got in that 8th congressional district. 60-40. He beat Kamala Harris 60-40 November 5th last year. If Donald Trump comes out and endorses this guy, we could be looking at a new congressman. And Kristen McDonald Rivett may be out of Washington. Now, would she consider running for her old state Senate seat again? She can't. She's running for re-election as a congressman. So as far as next year's election goes, 2026, she can't be on the ballot for two seats. She can't run for re-election as a congresswoman against this gentleman and run for the 35th state Senate seat, her old seat, even though it's up for election this coming year. I don't know who recruited this guy to run, but this is brilliant. This guy. And I, you know what, I'm going to reach out to him. I'm going to see if he'll come on the show. Amir Hassan, with his background, Navy veteran, Italy, Guantanamo Bay, Asia, the Horn of Africa, intelligence analyst. This guy sounds almost like Elisa Slotkin. Unbelievable. The political world of Michigan is getting very interesting for next year, folks. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau.